Yes, I was on Epstein's Island. And yes, I did like to watch. Women fail miserably at math medical problems. It got me really hard and really excited. Just like when I watched The Locker Room. Welcome to The Locker Room, idiots.
I feel dirty. It feels just weird and dirty after that.
Oh, man. I didn't even have that in yet. I'm just so not expecting that either.
Work me there, daddy.
That's not even here. Still trying to get in. He showed up and then he left again. Can you hear me? Yes. Can you see me? No.
Then he showed up and left again.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Have you guys, fuck. I'm sorry. It's going to be all night. Sorry. Just buckle in for that. Hey,
just where we're at.
Just so you know where we're at. Have you guys heard of, or seen like the belly band holsters?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are weird.
Yeah, I call them.
Tactical girdle.
It's a tactical girdle. That's what I call it. I got one.
Yeah,
I got one.
They're not terrible.
It works fucking well. I mean, you kind of carry high, but it works pretty fucking well. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow. It allows me the comfort of sitting while I'm tattooing and still be able to feel secure in myself, knowing that I can handle any situation. It's interesting. It's kind of cool. Sorry, I was just fucking with it earlier, and I have it like right here next to me, and I was like, this is a trip.
You know, Tim, they work well.
Tim, the rookie cop, says, yo, Marco.
Hello, Tim, the rookie cop.
Vegetable talking about the vegetable in his pocket was kind of different. Tim, the working cop, yo, boys, yeah. Catfishing. Mm-hmm. That's what we had. Hannah. So, anyway. Enough chatting with the live. I guess we should just start. Matt will be here when he gets here.
I mean, how's it? I mean, that's what we heard before. And then 1 week we didn't have a Matt. The next week we had a half a Matt. We had half a Matt, half a whiskey. I went to the fucking the Austin Rodeo earlier today.
Okay, hold on. I just got a text. He is restarting his laptop.
Okay. So I've been there before.
All right. Yeah. No, we've all been there. Rush. All right. Go ahead.
So yeah, I've not seen that big a collection of fucking Wranglers, Stetsons, and Foofy collars. Excuse me, Foofy shoulders. Forever. My God, I was like, wow, the fashion here. Now here's the trip me out, dude. I JJ moved out here. Darkness.
Yes. Yes,
yeah, Darkness moves out here, so like our families went together. And I was pointing at the Darkness. I said, bro, take a look at my man's shoes right here in front of us. It was like the mullet, it was like the mullet of cowboy boots, right? It was like go with me on this. It was
okay.
Cowboy boot on top, you know, saying leather pulled and everything. Uh-huh. And the bottom looked like a fucking tactical fucking boot. You know what I'm saying? It looked like they had like the sides and everything. I was like, that looks like one of the 511 or like the fucking Adidas like tactical boots. So I'm like, holy shit. There's no leather to that. There's no sewing and stitching. That shit, that was formed fucking, you know, formed foam, homie, and rubber.
I'm looking for it right now. Looking.
Oh, yeah.
Stetson upstairs.
You would.
I do. It's pearl.
I'm sorry. Cream. Oh, yeah.
Like cream, I guess.
They look cool when, like, when they're actually aged and weathered, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they've been worn for a long... You see a motherfucker been wearing that motherfucker for a long time. But then I
didn't like know this. Years old.
I'd be curious to see what they look like, because I can't find anything that's like a cowboy boot that's legitimately a tactical boot on the bottom. I can find...
That's what it looks like from the sides. I've definitely seen, like, you can look at cowboy work boots.
Cowboy work boots.
They have like Wolverine bottoms, like Wolverine boot bottoms, and like straight, like, you know, cowboy tops. And I've seen a lot of those.
Wait, ladies and gentlemen, did he
Justin
make it?
Justin makes one.
Yay!
Oh, man. Fucking hell, guys.
Okay, hold on. Nathan, good evening. I don't know. Real quick, as Matt gets all dialed in, is what a Monaco? I would be more than happy to tell you.
I think if it was Monaco.
If I knew what a Monaco was.
What's a Monaco? First of all, hold on. Can you guys?
Yes.
Housekeeping. Can you hear me okay and everything?
That yes.
Good? Okay. Cool.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Fuck. Sorry, guys. The audio was good, and for some reason, no. I don't fucking know.
You sound like a sex line.
That is what it is.
Well, I'm trying not to be loud because my roommate works tomorrow, and I do not. So I'm trying not to be loud and obnoxious.
Oh, got it. Yeah,
you're in the wrong show for that.
You're an asshole. I'm not in the wrong show for that. I'm in the wrong location for that.
Right.
There we go. There we go. If I pop a headphone off and I can hear how loud I'm being, there we go. How's that? Is that okay?
All right. Perfect. We're fine.
There we go.
Matt looks like a sports commentator, Doug says.
Yeah, well, you know. Swung on and a miss in strike two.
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Like, okay.
So, Thomas, look up.
Like 80s radio announcer.
T-Bone, I got you. I got you on the boot.
All right.
I got you on the boot. I'm going to send you the fucking Llama boot right Tenney? Now. I'm sorry, who's who?
Tony Llama Tenney.
Tony Llama is a boot manufacturer. Tenney, I'm guessing, is the model of boot.
Where are you seeing Tony Llama? Right, watch out, they spit. Tony spits. Look up Tony Llama Tenney.
Look up Tony spitting.
Okay. Hmm. Tony Llama Tenney boots. Oh, tennis shoe boots. Oh, that's the Tenney part of the Tony Llama Tenney. Oh my! What? Oh, King. Somebody got arrested.
I know. I sent you one.
No. I hope somebody at Tony Llama got arrested for this. This Tony is awful. Llama.
What's a Tony Llama?
Tony Llama is a cowboy boot manufacturer, and I'm boys. All right, here you go. I'm just okay.
Yeah, we are starting. This is starting. This is us.
Somebody should go to jail.
Fucking dollars.
Oh no! That's not a cowboy boot. That's a cowboy sneaker.
No, I've seen transients wearing that? Contraptions like that.
That's cut unacceptable. Shoes and make that is unfucking acceptable. Pick a lane, motherfucker. Either cowboy boot or tennis shoe.
That was
he has a no tie laces.
Unfucking acceptable. Unacceptable.
I don't know if that's what we were talking about, but that's what I found when I searched Tony Llama Tenney.
No.
T-Bone, check your actual text message.
I did. I seen those. So those are
I rebuke that.
Yeah. So those ones I've seen, Marco, is the ones that are like a work boot, but as far as anything that's like an actual tactical boot on the bottom, yeah, I haven't seen.
But it looked like an actual like hiking boot style, like you know, like yeah, that shit's got some.
So I guess we should just officially light this candle. Welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Chuck.
And I am mesmerized by local fashion.
Ooh.
Okay, I don't know what that means. All right, so we have some things I went back in our thread of topics that we share throughout the week, and we have some ground to cover. So, should we just start with some current events?
Please yes. Do.
Do you remember when we talked about the parents who lost custody
of their kid? Do you remember the time?
With pronouns?
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah, okay. So, the Canadian government...
Oh Jesus Christ. Those motherfuckers. They're fucking everything up by the way.
Hey,
that's a whole other fucking podcast.
Blame Canada. You know what I'm saying? Blame
Jesus
Canada.
Jesus Christ. No, they're Trudeau is a fucking... Yeah.
Okay, listen to this.
Go ahead.
Tell us how you are, Israel.
Go ahead.
The country that brought you debanking protesters and government-assisted suicide for the poor now wants to criminalize speech to lock up people for life and to put wrong thinkers under house arrest if the state sees a chance to commit a crime.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Minority Report. Minority
Report. You ready? Here we go. The chillingly titled Online Harms Act.
Are you drinking milk? What is that?
Ew.
Is that it's a Hydro Flask. I'm drinking water. Just water. Oh. Just Hydro Flask with water.
Sorry.
Just hydrating. Just hydrating.
Why are you so offended by milk? Do you have something?
I just thought it was
that's working out some issues. Okay, here we go.
Would it be okay if it was blue milk?
No. No. Go ahead.
Straight from the teat?
Sorry.
All right. The Online Harms Act was introduced in February by Justice Minister Arif Virani, which I can't say without making it sound like I'm doing a bad Chinese accent.
Sounds Arif very Virani. Right? Sounds very native Canadian.
Very native Canadian.
Yeah.
He says, if you're pissed at your girlfriend, tell the government she's likely to commit a hate crime and you can have her house arrested.
Okay.
One provision in the bill would, quote, increase the maximum penalty specifically for advocating genocide from 5 years to life imprisonment. We're sure that a law that criminalizes, quote unquote, advocating for genocide could never be twisted to criminalize support for a country such as Israel. So Hamas will have a field day.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, they are now upping penalties for even saying, what if you did something? What, you know, somebody should do something. It is unbelievable to me that our First Amendment is so important, and you see stuff like this and you realize why, because they don't have that, right? And so they're making laws that make saying shit out loud a crime. And one of the things that I remember being raised was that I may not agree with what you say.
Right.
But I will fight beside you for your right to say it.
100%.
Yeah.
People are getting away from that. People are being stupid. People, that's part of some agendas, you know, like I don't agree with what you say, so you shouldn't be allowed to say it. But thank God for the first.
So let's see. So there's one of our.
Now this is not from the Onion. This is real.
That's a real opinion piece.
Like, that sounds so fucking far fetched. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, from the country that brought you assisted suicide. Just ask for it.
Right? I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? You want to go?
Okay. You
know, go with the
bag. I'm going to read you.
I'm just saying
this. I'm going to read you this headline, and I want you guys, if you can, to just imagine or tell me the person that wrote this article. Okay.
Imagine all the headlines.
I can read you a little bit of it, but at some point I want you to just tell me what you imagine. And then I want to show you a picture of this person. And then I want to see if your motives about why somebody would write this article have changed. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Counselor reveals increase in women who are child-free by choice needing therapy because of the stigma they face for, quote, threatening the norm. What? Yeah. Unpack that one.
Hit me with that one more time.
Women face stigma for being child-free, says Bristol therapist Haley Watkins. The stigma women face for choosing to remain child-free is so powerful. Some would benefit from therapy, according to an expert. Haley Watkins, 42, is a Bristol-based psychotherapeutic counselor who herself has chosen not to have children. Partly due to the negative experiences she has suffered herself, she will be leading a counseling group for women in her position to come together and discuss their lifestyles. Called Cactus Counseling, for whatever reason, I'm not shitting you, it's called Cactus Counseling. Haley will be leading the Bristol-based National Therapy Group from this month. Okay. An article about a woman who is leading a support group for women who are experiencing the stress of being judged for not having children.
These fucking women just want.
I never thought I was going to have to say that sentence out loud. So
they just want something else to be wrong with them so that they can be the center of fucking attention all the fucking time. Let me guess, it's a fucking white woman.
Okay, so we're build a profile there, my profilers.
With dreads, older glasses, fuck that
crazy fucking hair, yeah, glasses.
Pink hair, pink, purple, or green, one. Or blue hair.
Yeah.
So one chick called herself a hairy fairy. Remember that?
Hairy fairy.
Hairy fairy. A hairy fairy. Yeah, that's a self description. I'm not making that shit up. That's a self description, bro.
Hairy fairy. Heart attack, dude. These people are stupid.
Okay, so here, are you ready? I would like to present to you, the author of this article.
Fuck, dude.
Who says?
Hold on, Thomas.
She has chosen to remain child free.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, that was her choice. That was her body, her choice.
You know why?
That was her body and every man's choice, right there. Is what that was.
I'm gonna be a dick. I mean, you know what? The first thing, leave that picture up there. You know the first thing I think of when I see this picture. When you pop this picture,
what? A Nickelodeon cartoon.
Me so think I'm green. Judge for not wanting children. Me so chooses not to be with anyone.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks, dude.
I just think this is not a caricature of a real person. This is not.
Chuck, I think you're right. It does look like a 90s Nickelodeon character.
Yeah, dude.
Right? She's a 90s Nickelodeon character.
Like a Rugrat.
She says she's doing counseling for women like her who have chosen not to have children.
Fine. Real Monsters. That looks like one of the fucking things from Real Monsters, dude.
Wow. One of the things. Wow. Just say. Chuck's not holding anything back. Both barrels.
I'm holding something back in my fucking, you know, like it ain't going anywhere near her. That's for sure. She's ugly.
Okay, yes.
Chuck is saying that she's so ugly, he has an innie.
Mm.
Okay.
A negative boner.
You're ready for the next piece of, because we have to burn through if we're even going to get to our topic of some of the more scandalous shit we got to read. Matt sent us a video. We need to have some words about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say it like that. Sounds like we're going fisticuffs.
No. Well, it's. You'll see.
Yeah. All right.
So, I did not want this week to go by without discussing the WPATH or WPATH or what WPATH leaked documents. Because I don't think it's quite getting the attention it probably deserves in the news. Do you guys know what I'm talking about even?
No. I don't believe I do.
So the WPATH, I only knew who this woman was because I watched that Matt Walsh documentary, What is a Woman?
Okay.
And one of the doctors that he went and interviewed for that movie or that documentary was the president of this organization.
Mm.
And I didn't know
the fuck?
What?
I put a comment. No, go ahead. I'm going to send a screenshot of this.
Okay. So the WPATH is the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Okay. And the president is basically this expert on transgender surgeries. And I guess I'm not quite sure if she, in fact, herself is transgender, because nobody wants to talk about it. She claims to be this expert on the subject, and they are the ones that provide the SOC, the standards of care for transgender patients, including children.
Is this national, worldwide, or
state level, federal? Turns out it's none of that.
Oh, it's, okay. We're just putting it out into the ether. There are
other people who have quoted them and their guidelines, but it turns out it's only like $250 to join WPATH, and it's made up of people that are transgender, like activist type people.
Okay.
Because recent leaked documents have talked about some of the things that even doctors who are doing these, you know, we always thought, oh, the doctors that are doing this really believe what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the principle, Matt, I'm sure you're aware, informed consent. You got to tell your patient all the possible ramifications. Yeah. Well, here's what this is. Despite its grand title, WPATH is neither solely a professional body, a significant proportion of its memberships are activists, nor does it represent the quote-unquote worldview on how to care for this group of people. There is no global agreement on best practices. The leaked messages and occasional recording, dubbed the WPATH files, are disturbing. In one video, doctors acknowledge that patients are sometimes too young to fully understand the consequences of puberty blockers and hormones to their fertility. Quote, it's always a good theory that you talk about fertility preservation with a 14-year-old, but I know I'm talking to a blank wall.
This is sinister, bro, because the moment you drop that age of consent or whatever to 14, someone already said it, fucking minor attracted persons. That's when you bring in the pedophilia, dude. That's how you drop the age of consent.
Let's look at it from this point. Let's look at it from this standpoint. From the follow the science crowd, right? That crowd. Mm-hmm. When does your frontal lobe fully form and you're like your own person? What age is that? Anybody? Anybody?
It's like 25 when you're...
I think it's like 20. 25. Yeah, 25 to 28.
20 fucking 5. So... That's all I have to say. 25.
Oh, I mean, us, we're gonna get there here in this locker room and be like when we were like 30 and 38.
Well, look, for men, it's different. Like a 25-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman.
I know, Chuck.
Huge difference. Huge difference.
Yep.
25-year-old man is still a boy child. Like, let's be real. Right. What were you doing when you were 25? You're doing fucking stupid off. Shit. 25-year-old woman, like, they're off. Focused on their career. Like, come on.
Right.
But I mean, but. Frontal lobe wise, like science, I'm taking a page out of their playbook, the follow the science, the, you know, science. 25, and I'm pushing this at 14.
Ooh, 14. If I'm not mistaken,
consensual to this bullshit.
This is the same people in California. Sorry, Tom. This is the same people in California when they were pushing for like moving back the age of smoking to 21 because they said your brain wasn't fully developed. Yet this is the same fucking crowd that says, "Oh, but it's okay to lop someone's fucking genitals off and give them."
Okay, well, let me add this to the mix.
Good point, Chuck.
WPATH president Dr. Marcy Bowers comments on the impact of early blocking of puberty on sexual function in adulthood. Quote, to date, she writes, I'm unaware of an individual claiming ability to orgasm when they were blocked at Tanner 2. Tanner 2 that she's referring to is the stage beginning of puberty and can be as young as 9 in girls. So you're talking about 9-year-old girls that are being blocked. And then years later, they're unable to ever function sexually, right? Elsewhere, there are extraordinary discussions on how to manage, quote, trans clients with dissociative identity disorder, what used to be called multiple personality disorder, when, quote, not all of the alter personalities have the same gender identity. What?
You know, we're going to have to get to the point where, like, we're with anything else, where it's going to have to be here for a while for people to recognize like how wrong it actually is just because of age. So for example, back in the day, they said smoking was healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like smoke to help digestion after a good meal. You know what I'm saying? Like there was a point in time where they were pushing wrong fucking shit. that we know now is wrong because of how long things have been around and study. Basically, it's come back full circle. We're going to have to, unfortunately, fuck, man, I feel bad for these people because we're going to have to come around full circle. People are going to have to live with this, and then eventually you're going to have somebody who had, in 2022, had given puberty blockers because that's what they thought they were at 9, 10 years old. And 20 years from now, when they're fucking 29 years old, they're going to be like the person leading the charge and advocating about against not fucking doing that, you know?
Well, they have discussed phallus-preserving vaginoplasties.
What? Which,
yeah. Wow. In other words, they create a vagina and leave your penis. And they've done this.
And leave your
penis. They have talked about double mastectomies. You don't have nipples.
Your hermaphrodite, nullification
surgery. Nullification surgery where there are no genitals at all, just a fucking Ken doll. And doctors discuss the possibility that 16-year-old patients have liver cancer as a result of taking hormones. 16-year-olds with liver cancer. Did I say that one more time? 16-year-olds. I feel like the goddamn parrot from Aladdin. Jafar, 16 years old with liver cancer.
It's fucking child abuse, dude. It's child abuse.
Oh, man.
I mean, Chuck, there's a strong argument for that. I'm not going to say whether, you know, like, I would be on one side until I heard the argument, but there is, you have an argument for child abuse. I think that's some fucking shit.
14-year-old can take puberty blockers, but a guy in the Marine Corps or the military, any branch of service who's serving his country at 18 is willing to go and die for his country, yet can't have a fucking beer at a bar.
Dude, we're more strict about drinking. Hell, we're more strict about getting a tattoo than we are about cutting off a car. Your genitals.
I'm more strict about that. You can't rent a car
until what? You're 20.
25.
What the fuck? But you can fucking take hormone blockers at 14 and chop your fucking dick and tits off.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, chop them.
Right. So there's your crazy. We're caught up on. If you don't know what the WPATH leaks are, go look them up. It's pretty. I mean, it's nothing I didn't already know. Like, if you didn't realize this was going on behind the scenes, then you know. I can't help you. Did you guys see record numbers of cops are quitting? And there are some agencies that are saying they will not respond to anything that's not an in-progress call at all, period, because they don't have the staffing for it. Was that?
Or they're not responding to any emergency calls at nighttime because they don't have the staffing. Is that the same agency? Right.
No, this was one where they're saying they're not going to anything unless it's in progress. Yeah.
Welcome to Flint, Michigan, dude.
Yeah.
That's been the case in Flint, Michigan for over a decade.
Yeah. So now that we've discussed the current events, we have a video that I need to put on, apparently.
Okay.
Not apparently. I said put a pin in it. I was hoping it was going to be for tonight. But
yeah.
It's a whenever thing, but it's a good one. If it's the one I'm thinking about. The put a pin in it one.
Well, no, I said let's talk about it.
And yeah, no, it's good. It's a worthy fucking discussion.
So Marco, explain the locker room. You know, with your we here on the locker room, explain what we've been trying to expose in the world of women who overestimate their own value and are scandalous on the internet.
Yeah,
we. We here in the Locker Room Podcast support the single mothers, but at the same time, we want you to realize that your coochie and your bum bum will only take you so far. will only take you so far. It will definitely get you in the bed. But it will not get you breakfast the next morning. You know what I'm saying?
I like the one that said, like I said, it was something I just saw recently. It said, single motherhood is not a coupon code.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. So this, in our effort to expose what is sometimes a double standard, but this is why we're going to have words about it, because I'm curious about some things I want to say about this topic. Did you guys watch the video?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going raw dog.
Matt sent this in, and he said, well, you can explain why you sent it in, because you said put a pin in this for what?
Yeah, because I want you to watch this video, and as you're watching it, I want you to think about the what ifs it was a guy making this video instead of a woman.
Okay.
If it was instead of a straight woman making this video, if it was a straight man making this video,
okay,
what would the double standard be?
Okay.
How would the world view it?
Yes.
Okay.
How would the world view it? What would be the difference in the worldview of this video of a straight woman making this video versus a straight man making this video with the same exact fucking conversation?
Yep. Okay.
Same exact conversation. Swap genders.
Okay, here we go.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day, so naturally I followed him to the checkout
counter. I've seen this.
And when he gave the cashier his credit card, I peeped it to see what his name was. And then I Googled him and found his social...
First of all, before we keep going, I just want to... Marco, please tell me, am I right or am I wrong?
Perfect song.
Second I heard this, what does it make you think of? This is what I thought of.
I thought of Doggy Door. I'm just putting that out there, Matt. I'm just putting that out there, man. I'm just saying. I love you, bro. Yes. Oh yeah.
Yep.
It has this.
Yeah, I woke up this morning.
Yes. Yeah. A little detachable penis. I looked into this girl. I dug into her friggin' socials, and she's ecstatic that she's like, she reposted this video of these people stitching this or whatever it's fucking called with her shit. So she's well aware. This is not a joke. This is real. This is not a fucking joke.
Oh my God. Media profiles, and I was able to tell that he was single. So I went through his friends list and I found his mother's page. And then I looked through his mother's page and I saw that she was a member of this book club that's in my area. So I sent a request to join the book club. So I went to the book club meeting and I met his mom there, and we bonded over some books that we both liked. And she just thought I was so nice. And I brought it up randomly in conversation that I was single. And she let me know that she had a son that was single also that lived in the area. And maybe it would be cool for us to get together and chat sometime. So I gave her my number, which she gave to her son. And this morning he texted me and asked if I'd like to get together this weekend and do something. So I guess we're going to go on a date. I'm really excited.
Protection orders have been given for less than this.
She has. Like I said, I went on to her profile, like,
go on, man,
because she was talking that, and she has like 3 follow-up videos about the whole progress of this situation, and this bitch is batshit fucking, like, as I said in the beginning, what if a guy did this?
Oh.
What if a guy did this?
Listen, I'm going to be real with
you. On you.
Look, bro, as a guy, apparently you can't even fucking glare over at a woman in a gym for 2 fucking seconds without being fucking called out. Here's the deal, right?
As a man, you cannot glance at a woman's breasts that are about to fall out of her fucking top by design without being accused of being some fucking sick person.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. That's why I wear really dark fucking sunglasses.
Well, here's why I got some words on it. The girl clearly, like, she does give boil your bunny on the stove vibes, right?
Oh, for sure. Fatal fucking attraction.
There's the pick me girl vibe. And
here, you know, you want a little background from her?
within this video, she has two children.
No way. You all know what I think about.
A 10-year previous serious relationship.
I am blown away. She doesn't
define that. And now she's like, there was one person who appeared to be a close contact of her that called her out by her name and said, "Wow, so and so, sounds like you're getting over the divorce really well."
Like, stalking other men.
Oh god. Okay,
guys, can we talk about something real quick? No.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. What's up?
I mean, either she has immaculate eyesight, or she has to be damn fucking close, right? Because, that's fucking riding on the fucking cars, man.
If you're, look, let's break it down. First of all, she's a good looking woman.
Yep.
Can we agree?
Yeah.
You're not gonna kick her out of bed for eating crackers, right?
No.
She's a good looking woman. So if you're at the checkout stand and there's a good looking woman,
but I wouldn't call her back if she didn't give a blowjob, though. I'm gonna be real with you.
But if she didn't give a blowjob, if she didn't suck dick,
I'd be out.
Marco, we're not there yet. We're at the grocery store, and you're paying for your groceries. And there is this woman who is pretty much her shoulder is touching your shoulder. Are you going to tell her to back the fuck up out of your personal space?
100%.
No.
100%. Guys, you guys have known me for a long time.
No.
You guys have known me for a long time. I require a lot of room. I require a lot of room.
But aside from that, in the general world thing, you're not going to view her as a threat, is what I'm saying.
No.
You know what I mean? So if she's right up in your business, you might glance over and be like, "Hey, can you back up?" But by that time, she's already glanced at your card, Marco. That's my point.
True.
By the time you've registered, "Hey, you're in my personal space," she's already got the information.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you my
okay. Number one, I'm not mad at her.
I'm not mad at her, but I'm fucking creeped as fuck, dude.
Let me back this up a little bit.
Tom's gonna wake up with a fucking horse head on his fucking pillow.
The effort was there.
Yeah.
The undercover narcotics investigator inside of me looks at what she did and goes, "Good trade craft."
Yeah, like that's good. Yeah, damn near 20 something year old in me. Words are hard. I was trying to figure out the age. The younger me, as you all have pointed out, just sees a doggy door.
Yeah, right.
And a follow up trip to fucking Phoenix, a follow up 600 mile fucking trip to my fucking front door. That's all I see.
So my point being, I ain't mad at her. The effort is there. Anybody who, there's a chance that this is all good effort and she's not insane.
Sure.
There's a chance.
She's insane.
And that she's just got good hustle, right?
There's an argument for good hustle. That's
but
deep, dude.
Here's the thing.
If we're going to make the book club.
Here's the thing.
She's crazy.
If we're saying what percentage chance, 100% chance versus 1% chance. Here's what percentage chance is it that it's good hustle? Because the only option is option B, she cray cray. So
listen, dude.
Is it 90% chance that it's cray cray? Is it 80? If you're betting in Vegas,
let me know. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Here's my take on the whole situation.
Okay.
Women are the gatekeepers of sex. Can we agree on that?
Yes. Okay. I've heard it said 100%. That women need a reason, men just need a reason.
Yeah.
You guys can go on a date and go, "I'll give it up to you tonight." And she's like, that's not how it works.
If you get a woman's clothes off and her bra and panties match, that's by design. She knew, like, I want this look for when this happens. So that having been said, women are the gatekeepers of sex. If she is at a grocery store and finds a guy attractive and she looks like she looks, which is she's an attractive woman. She's not the most She's not the put together. Most beautiful woman, but she's an attractive woman. She's got game. Mm-hmm. She could have very easily walked up to that man in the fucking aisle at any goddamn time. She could have waited till after he was done at the checkout stand, walked out to the parking lot at any fucking time, and said, "Hey, I think you're cute. Can I have your number so we can go out?" Done. Mm-hmm. Done deal. You don't need to go through the fucking spy versus spy cloak and dagger bullshit that makes you look like a fucking creeper. Like that's my thing. Like that's my thing. If you as a woman find a man attractive, you walk up and say, "Hey, I think you're cute." Any fucking guy, I don't care who the fuck you are, unless you're in a committed relationship, is gonna be like, "Oh, okay, yeah, let's go." Like right. it's a fucking no-brainer situation.
You know, to piggyback off Matt, because he's cute. It's not because she went to a seminar where this guy was like giving a thesis speech on some fucking well-depth shit, and you know, saving baby fucking otters from fucking rapists. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro,
saving baby otters from rapists.
I'm with it.
By the way,
I'm here for the journey.
By the way, baby otter rapist is opening Coachella. Anyways,
side stage to Coachella.
Wonderful second album out. Check them out on Atlantic Records. Anyways,
it's all acoustic this time.
Yeah, they got rid of the lesbian bongos. Anyways, so guys, she thought he was cute. Looks only. This guy's cute, and I'm gonna go through all of this just so I can go out with him and see. It wasn't like, again, I've spent any time with him, heard about him or any. It's just I think this guy's fucking cute at the fucking, you know. At the fucking checkout at the supermarket, and I'm gonna go through his fucking mom's Facebook to get fucking information, join a book club, chat up, bro. You know, that's Mr. and Mrs. Smith shit right there.
Yeah.
She's an agent. She's an agent. He's dead. He gone. He gone. He probably gone already. Don't ask me about no shit. Listen, as a matter of fact, we never talked about this. I wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me involved in no shit, man. This is one thing I've learned in my old ass age. Listen, I don't need to be involved in no shit. I don't even know who you're talking about. I wasn't even here for this episode. As a matter of fact, I got to go. I'm gone. don't get me caught up.
I was never here.
I was never here. Fuck, who, what? What, she was a brunette, right? She was a 300-pound brunette? Yes, officer. That's what I know.
For sure.
That's what I know her. She looked like Jar Jar Binks with red hair, red spiny hair, red spiky hair from earlier. Yeah, I remember that one. I remember it well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, Thomas, get a motherfucking shot. Come on, man, get a motherfucking shot for this bullshit. Come on.
I mean, you go to sleep next to that, you're gonna wake up with gender reassignment surgery.
That's some Lorena Bobbitt shit right there, homie.
Yeah, she's cutting your dick off, dude.
100%.
Oh yeah.
If she's willing to go through all this over someone that she just randomly had, not even an encounter with, she looked over at the fucking supermarket and thought he was cute. Oh, don't stay late working with that one new fucking, you know, new hire from work. Ooh, that dick's gone. Yep. That dick's gone.
Like a coin purse out of it, dude.
I'm fucking telling you. She's like, "Hold on, let me get you my spare change and your balls."
Yeah, but no, but the point that I wanted to make was like, let's flip the script.
But you're creepy. That's creepy.
2024.
Not acceptable.
A man does that to a woman.
Toxic masculinity.
And post it on their social media. She got for reference, her little post that she did before people started like stitching and shit, her post alone, 12 million views within one fucking day. Holy shit. 12 million one day. She went viral one day. 12 million. You know why? Because all these guys are like, "It could happen to me." Shit. But if you flip the script,
fuck out of here.
And put it as a man posting that, the same 12 million views would be, you're a fucking rapist.
Thomas, did we not have
Thomas
video?
Is not a fucking rapist. I don't know if that, follow-up was supposed to be.
Did we not have a video?
It's the therapist, Sean. Yeah. I'll take the rapist for $400.
Did we not have a video a long time ago about a guy going to the police because this, not an ex, but a chick that he was trying to get her attention, her dad, like, she was stalking her, and her dad threatened to whoop his ass if he didn't leave her alone. Do you remember that? Like, he was like trying to play music for her, and then at the end he's like, well, you know, no means yes, and some girls are into that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It was like the fucking creepiest oh, you don't fucking remember, dude. Now I wish I could have that fucking
sounded
video.
Familiar for a second, but yeah, we have somebody in the chat wants to talk about something, and yeah.
God damn it, Thomas, I was doing that. I did his post and I did Chuck's follow up post.
I was trying to read him. Sorry, I was trying to read him, and then I realized it wasn't just, I was doing the whole thing. Anyway.
There's no fucking way. None of this. First of all, if you're doing this as a guy, you're a fucking creep and you're a simp. No guy with any sense.
Again?
I'm sorry?
What's that?
What's a simp again?
A simp?
What's a simp again? Yeah.
A simp is somebody who
just does it, bends over for a woman, takes it, gets friend zoned
on the internet. Like,
yeah.
Oh, pussy.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, yeah, shortest definition. Yeah.
Beta cuck type of personality.
Why exactly.
Okay, whatever. All right, I get it.
It's just it's a total fucking. That's a fucking no esteem, beta, creepy. You know, saying get a job at the fucking pizza delivery guy. I mean, I'm not trying to get slapped at the Oscars, but I'm just saying.
That was the simpiest tough guy move or the tough guyest simpy move. I'm not sure which, but it was definitely, yeah. Anyway, we could talk about.
It's just like Matt was saying. As far as flip the script, you couldn't even flip the script.
No,
this guy would have charges. So he'd have a fucking case against him. He'd have all sorts of shit against him.
I'd like to point out that I'm with this, and I'm not against this double standard. But I want the people that, like, any woman that is about to take my side because I just said I don't care that it's a double standard. Buckle up because you're taking a trip with me. And if you're with me at the beginning, you got to be with me at the end. There is
no doubt. All right, let's go.
That's because there's a biological difference between fucking men and women.
Well, and yeah.
When men
you can't say there's a biological difference between men and women.
Hey,
it's a fucking spectrum, and you can fucking just fucking flam and flum flam, and everything's fucking fluid. And it's
you can talk to the fucking. How was that again?
Everything's fluid, and it's flim flam, and woo.
The cheap seats love you for that, by the way. as far as fluted flim flam, you can talk to that fucking, you know, famous swimmer about that.
Here's the thing. You're going to have to take this ride with me, because if you're going to say that it's fine for women to behave that way, but it's not fine for men to behave that way, then that's because you acknowledge that when a man does it, it's predatory.
Right.
And when a woman does,
look, here's the deal. Let's
using her feminine wiles.
Here's the deal. We're arguing this point primarily to a crowd who, when you ask them what is a woman, they can't fucking answer that.
Adult
so there's human. There's
they can answer it. No, they can answer it. They choose
no,
not
they,
to
no, they can't
answer it.
No.
It goes against their agenda.
That does not allow them to answer the question.
Exactly.
Sure.
Well, they know what the fucking answer is.
Yeah. So there's that hold. It's just
all right.
Ninth grade health taught us that. Ninth grade health. Okay.
How about some headlines from scandalous womanhood?
Yes.
Here we go.
Wait, no, hold on. Stop the press.
Some stuff.
Nathan just commented, Pi Day. P-I-D-A-Y, Day. Pi Day.
P-I.
Yeah, today is March 14th, so the date is 3/14. So, Nathan, what I'm going to need you to do is look up pi as a
pi r squared. Remember that?
It's like, come on. We all had. I hope you had some pi today.
Is that the radius? R? No. Pi r squared.
Pi is 3.14. And a whole bunch of digits after that. But anyway.
4444444444444.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The headline is glamorous Missouri math teacher Haley Michelle.
Wait, did you say glamorous and Missouri in the same sentence?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Go for it. Well, carry on.
What you have to mean, so is it objectively glamorous and in Missouri, or is it Missouri glamorous?
Hey,
it could be somebody from Missouri writing this.
Beauty, it could be glamorous for Missouri. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right?
Okay. You guys be the judge. I have photographic evidence. If you will please allow me to continue.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Glamorous Missouri math teacher.
Fabulous.
Haley Nichelle Clifton Carmack is charged with.
Oh, I'd fuck her.
Just anybody want to guess?
what is she charged? Glamorous. She's charged
Haley with break. Missouri. Oh, yeah.
In Missouri. Missouri.
Having
say it slower. Say it slower.
So she was having relations.
Oh, yeah.
She is charged with rape.
Wait, say her name again. And her occupation.
Okay.
Oh, oh man, this is great. Right. I'm so homesick.
Another teacher that raped a student.
Glamorous Missouri math teacher Haley Michelle Clifton Carmack is charged with rape for having sex with a 16-year-old student at high school.
Where the fuck were these teachers when I was in high school?
That's what I'm saying. Because I had my eye on a couple, and I should have fucking acted. That's all I'm saying.
The victim's dad,
and the victim's dad faces charges for allowing the relationship to happen.
He was like, go get him, son.
Listen, as long as there's more than seven fucking guys in the jury, he'll be all right.
Is there a picture of her? Hey,
zoom in on that fucking mugshot with the little stripes
that's
on the
victim's dad. Whoa,
that's a hot fucking mugshot.
Oh, dude.
Hold on. I would.
I am
16-year-old me. I'd be on that.
Gentlemen,
is anybody surprised the victim's dad was cool with it?
With it? Pop, get him, son.
Listen, in the
mom never looked that good.
In the great words of Van Halen, I had some hot
teachers in my time, but I would 16-year-old me, man, I would throw down. That 16-year-old back will be working fucking overtime on that shit. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt be going home and studying. He would be going home studying with that VHS, trying to get a stroke right.
Doesn't that straight up show a difference in biological gender as well? Because we're all sitting here like, yeah, sign me up. Like, okay. There's nothing predatory about it because we are, in fact, going totally. I want to high five 16-year-old me if I'm going to beat 16-year-old me's ass if I blow an opportunity with a math teacher like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, would you condone it though? Like, I have my son. He's 8 years old. I'm like at 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? If I found out. But I really
ain't even gonna be mad.
I'm just saying.
Did Thomas Marco, did Scott go to Birmingham with us?
He did.
Yes.
He didn't. He didn't. Didn't.
At the same time as me.
Well, he wasn't there. He wasn't there for our senior year.
I was there. I was there. I was only there 11th and part of 11th because I was in rehab for some.
Why are we discussing this right now? This is terrible podcast.
Yes, no, because of his comment.
Oh, yes. He just commented. What did he comment?
Yeah.
He said in the comments, he said, Matt, I went to high school with you. There wasn't one hot teacher, was there?
Yes. You were in high school together. You did not know each other in high school.
No. Right. There was I had one. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
He said he was there as a senior, it just was OFL.
No, in my Alamany, there was a fucking smoking hot teacher. There was a nun that I was hot for, but she was a nun. It made it even hotter. Because it's like unattainable. She was like 20 something.
Fucking ruler. Hit him.
God, I would have fucking thrown that habit up and made a bad habit out of it. You know what I mean? Bad habit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Take this confession.
Are you good now? Okay.
Hold on. Comment of the night.
Awesome.
That
female listener says 16-year-old me says do it. LOL.
All right. Should we go with this is okay. There's no picture, but I do want to read this to you.
Go.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm a 25-year-old single mother
looking for
a future partner. I am Latina, 5'4", curvy, smart, super funny.
That's a torta.
I haven't had good luck with finding men. I'm looking for a flat earther partner that is ready to settle down.
Flat earther?
Yeah. Requirements. Here we go. Ready?
Go.
Body count can't be higher than one to be equal.
What?
Okay.
Who are you looking for?
She's saying her body count is one.
Go rub a fucking lamp. Try to find a goddamn genie.
Call her mentirosa.
How many kids does she have?
She's been rubbing her lamp. That's why she only has one.
It doesn't say. We'll get to it. Okay. Can't be younger than 21.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Okay.
That's fine.
Live in Texas. Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, Marco.
Wait, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Love this next one. This is a girl who she has no problem stating her putting it right out there. Must not have ex-girlfriend that is prettier than me.
Okay.
Well, that's
hardworking.
Because I'm not.
Marco, you may have to translate. Our Latina says, must be expert in chaka chaka.
Chaka chaka is.
Chaka chaka.
Must be expert in chaka chaka.
All right.
Oh, I wish we had a photo.
Como se dice eating a pussy en español?
It's called no me gusta.
No me gusta. Loosely translates to chaka chaka.
No, it loosely does a lot of things, but only loosely. Okay. Must be expert in chaka chaka. Has to be super smart. The next one is,
you went full vato all of a sudden. Has to be
smart. No, it has to be super smart. No overweight. Must be super attractive.
Oh my god.
Can't have small lips.
Please tell me you have a picture of this fucking.
There's no picture.
There's no picture. There's never name. Let's pull it up.
No buff. Nope. Doesn't have that. No buff people. Doesn't talk back. Does whatever I say.
Oh my god.
Doesn't look at other girls' extra caps at all.
Oh, okay, this, sweetheart, you need, okay, you need one of those.
Exist.
You need one of those. No, it does exist. It's you go to a sex shop, get one of those torsos of a man.
No,
that doesn't have a head or arms or legs. And just a big cock. That's what you need. That's what you're looking for.
Jealous, but not too much.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Doesn't have friends of opposite sex.
Yeah, torso, fucking cock doll. That's what she's looking for.
Doesn't watch X-rated videos. All of that, I thought to myself, there's no way this person exists.
No.
Then she actually added one more requirement to her list. I'm like, oh, fuck.
One more stipulation. Go ahead.
Her last stipulation made me realize, oh, shit, this person probably does exist. Because her last stipulation is, most importantly, has to be a flat earther. I don't like arguing.
Oh, Scott, buddy, we hooked you up.
Damn. Damn. I don't think Scott's into the tortas.
He just put shit, I'm out.
Scott's got better taste than the tortas.
Yes.
I believe in you, Scotty.
Okay, let's see.
Dude, if I read that, I would swipe on it just to use it as a challenge.
All right, here we go.
The fuck
you're going to get a little preview of Crystal before I show you the full.
Okay. Wait. Is it Crystal or Cristal?
What does it say, Cristal?
No, it's Crystal.
Okay.
Well, maybe it is Cristal. You guys can
as
do the joke.
Is it meth? Either one is meth.
Well, we'll see after the picture.
A or the C?
We'll see after the picture.
Let's go.
Crystal, 26. By the way, yeah, I am pregnant. And yes, I am single, looking for a real man to step up and show me and my kids how to treat a woman and be a father and sign birth certificate to my soon-to-be youngest one, loyal, loving, genuine, one-of-a-kind.
Okay.
Located in Reno, Nevada. So any of our Reno friends... Be on the lookout for.
Baby girl, take the glasses off.
100%. Hey, 100%. That blouse means she works at a casino somewhere. That's not a normal fashion blouse. That's like I'm a cocktail waitress at a casino blouse.
Yeah,
sure.
And the lipstick, like take the glasses off. Rub about 5 layers of lipstick off. Like, let me see you. Let me see you.
That's her representative. Let me see
you. Pissing you, messing. I'm not out yet.
This girl is herself. This girl is all her in her profile. Here we go. You want it? This is all her. She's letting, okay. She's exactly what you want, Matt. She's being genuine.
Go for it.
Her screen name is covered up with LOL 25. I'm pregnant. Just looking for friends. 420, always heart. If you are far away and ain't got a car, don't hit me up, please. Thank you. Also, I'm 22, even though her profile literally says she's 25. I would like to present to you guys a woman who is not trying to pretend. She's letting you know who she is right up front.
Oh, fucking A. I bet you she gives the most.
Is it a fucking butterfly?
Okay, no. Seriously, though, like, no, I'm not even joking. I bet you she gives the most amazing blowjobs. Sorry, I tried to do that without laughing.
She cares. She can ball these. She can ball these for you.
She's got guy that Gluck 1000 down.
I worked with a guy who used to say, I want her to do it. Like she's been bitten by a rattlesnake, and the only thing that cures the rattlesnake bite.
Looks like Natalie Portman got hit with
That's true.
Oh shit! Oh
wait!
Hold on!
Yeah.
Hey, Post Malone, come get your sister.
Oh, shit, that's so good.
Oh, don't pick on Posty, bro. He's a nice guy, dude. He's awesome.
But, I mean, come on.
It's questionable.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our last one for the night. Here we go.
Okay, come on. Come on.
This is Tiffany, 33.
Oh, Tiffany
says, I'm back on this app after a year ban. Don't ask why.
Called it.
I had given up on dating and decided to add more children to my family as a single mom.
Wow.
Guys, how do you give up on dating and then decide to add more children. So I'm
the
not
fact the fact that this, the fact that all of these are real life is just fucking mind blowing.
Okay, ready. I have given up on dating and decided to add more children to my family as a single mom. I've already selected my sperm donor from a licensed sperm bank. And I'm about to go through in vitro fertilization. I can't get pregnant naturally, so don't ask. I need help with paying for the embryo transfer back into my womb.
Christ.
So I decided to start dating again.
Wow.
Only message me if you're trying to have a kid and you're okay with the sperm not being from you.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
The audacity of like,
all right, put the
this girl must be hot, right?
You know what's scarier than all this is what? There is a man out there going, oh yeah, that's me. Oh fuck you, Juanita.
Mark was like, she's pulling me out. Mark was literally dipped out the meeting.
He had done. He's done.
He goes, nine. Look, you can't make me look at that. By the way, notice she's from Folsom.
Oh, Folsom. I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling around the bed. Ass. I ain't seen the sunshine because your ass is in the way. Wow.
Your ass as big as Folsom Prison.
Holy fuck. Tiffanita.
Nope.
Nope.
That's... Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So there you go.
No.
I don't know if Margo's going to make it in.
I don't know, but I have an email that was supposed to be. The other side is Tom Ties Only. Of course, I fucking read it.
Okay.
Here it is. What's up, uncles? Last week's Big Joke Energy was pitiful with Matt being drunk and all, so I thought I might help y'all out. Tom, if Matt says, oh, fuck you, tell him I said, fuck you, too. Thanks.
Okay, he says, fuck you, too.
Okay, so here's the joke. Ready? Here's the joke that we've heard 300 million fucking billion times before. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this burn for Matthew for being drunk last week? Here we go. All right, guys, you ready? Sit. I hope you're sitting down. What do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Go ahead, both of you, answer at the same time.
Nothing you haven't already told her twice.
There you go. So, yeah, Daniel, fuck you. There we go.
Oh, Lord in heaven, we are not nice people. And I just had this conversation with somebody the other day. I said, you know, you can tell how much I like you by how much I make fun of you. Like how merciless. If I say the most brutal, merciless stuff to you, like you're a terrible piece of shit.
Yeah.
Look at you. Stick your head in the toilet and flush.
Yeah. If shit really offended me, that which is really hard to do, if it came through the email and I was like, I'm not going to fucking read this, then yeah, you got to me. But if I read it and fuck with you, then yeah, kudos to you. But still, at the same time, Daniel, fuck off. You go fuck.
All right.
Yeah, fuck you, Daniel. Ha 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 ha